Ethiopia's foreign ministry issued a statement saying military commanders have completed handing over their responsibilities in Somalia to African Union peacekeepers and soldiers of the country's transitional government. Ministry spokesman Wahid Balai told VOA in a telephone interview all precautions have been taken to provide security for the AMISOM and TFG forces.
We believe there will not be a VAT. That is why we consulted with those forces, the AMISOM and the TFG forces. We made sure that we have not left a vacuum there. They are ready to take their responsibility in assuring calm in Somalia. This is all I can say for now.
Wahida declined to elaborate on what measures have been taken, but the press statement noted that both Uganda and Burundi, the two troop contributors to AMISOM, had confirmed their willingness to boost the size of their forces. AMISOM currently has a strength of about 3,400 troops, but they are ill-equipped and underfunded and have been unable to restore stability in Somalia. The transitional government is also believed to have several thousand soldiers. African Union officials are known to be actively trying to solicit more troop contributions. Spokesman Wahida confirms that the Ethiopian withdrawal is well underway and should be completed soon.
We have specifically said that it will take a few days in order to complete the withdrawal. I don't want to comment on what will happen next.
Ethiopia had earlier said it would provide security for the AMISOM forces if they decide to join the pullout, but African Union officials have indicated they will continue their peacekeeping mission. African Union Commission Chairman John Ping last month told reporters, "A withdrawal from Somalia is something we cannot accept, not only the AU, but also the rest of the world." Several Western diplomats who declined to be identified because they're not authorized to speak publicly have expressed fear of a bloodbath unless the peacekeeping forces are substantially reinforced to replace the several thousand departing Ethiopian soldiers. Reports from Somalia over the past few days have spoken of clashes between rival Islamist factions vying for control as Ethiopian convoys head back across the border. Both Western and African analysts have voiced concern that extremist forces might overrun the AMISOM and TFG troops and capture the capital, Mogadishu. Ethiopia sent troops to Somalia in December 2006 to drive out an Islamic courts union that had imposed Sharia law over parts of the country. The Ethiopians installed a UN-backed but feeble transitional government, but were not able to provide stability in the lawless country that has been without an effective administration since 1991. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.